Jean Ashami is the director of school safety at the Arizona Department of Education. She says schools in the state are as prepared as they can be for major emergencies.
So in response to this most recent tragic event, what we're doing here at the Department of Ed is highlighting what is available, what has been available.
State law requires schools to have emergency response plans. Ashami says the Arizona Department of Education gives school districts the minimum requirement guidelines, a template.
And then we also, those materials go hand in hand with the training that we offer along with the Arizona Division of Emergency Management. It's a two-day training course specifically designed for schools to walk them through plan development and help them in the development of a sound plan. Then they will take it back to their location and individualize the plan.
She says the training has been going on for about 15 years. Currently, the school safety program places resource officers in schools all over the state as a preventative approach.
They work on building relationships with kids and staff in order to prevent situations of violence, and then they also play a major role in the development of those plans and potentially even response to an emergency situation.
Recent budget cuts have affected many parts of school budgets. The school safety program has experienced some of those cuts. In Arizona's second largest school district, Tucson Unified, those cuts have also affected school counselors. Kara Renee, a spokeswoman with the district, says although there is not a counselor at every school in TUSD, there are resources available for students who need to talk about the recent mass shooting.
The district is working with all the schools to make sure that everybody is on board, not just today, but throughout the week and going forward, to identify any issues and just making sure they're there to answer questions. We have posted on the district website from the National Association of School Psychologists tips for teachers, tips for parents, and what schools can do when a national tragedy like this occurs.
TUSD officials are reviewing the district's emergency response plans, and Renee says they participated in last night's candlelight vigil.
Obviously, from the things that we went through here on January 8th of 2011, I mean, thinking Tucsonans feel this maybe more strongly than other communities that haven't gone through something like this, and we're very cognizant of that. And so we recognize that people are sensitive to this, and that's why we're just making sure that teachers and principals are out in force today to be supportive to, like I said, not just to students, but also to their parents as well.
TUSD is sending a letter home with students today to let parents know about the district's response to the shooting in Connecticut, including the increased presence in law enforcement around schools. Sergeant Maria Hawk with the Tucson Police Department says officers are continuing what they started Friday.
We felt that it was important for the city of Tucson, parents, teachers, staff, pretty much all citizens, to feel secure that not only have we not received any threats of this nature here in the city of Tucson, but we were going to be extra vigilant to ensure that we had a higher visibility or enhanced presence in and around schools, pretty much until we determined that it was no longer needed.
She says Tucson police officers train for these types of situations on a regular basis.
So, for example, later today, there will be active shooter training that was already pre-planned long before the event from Friday occurred, in which our officers will be taking part in reality-based scenarios where they will be going through training to deal with these exact types of situations. So we put them through that training with role players and let them experience it as close to real life as we possibly can. So if it were to ever happen here in Tucson, the citizens could have the sense of security knowing that we've trained for it, we've practiced it, and we're going to handle it effectively.
The increased patrol will be in place for at least a couple of days. Most schools will be going on winter break in a few days, and Hawk says TPD will evaluate whether security is needed when school starts again in January. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.